Why not?
Cloud Chat, episode 153, the fantasy draft. Avril just changed his background for the sake of changing it. Who is that? Is that Jake? Do you have
full
Jake behind
full screaming right now.
Jay. It's Jake doing the fielder
fucking
review
Jake.
POV.
What the fuck?
Do it.
It's
full
just,
screen me.
It's just Jake. It's Jake's why is fielder the best Kiriko in the world thumbnail?
Why is Jake's skin so smooth there? Dude, look at
that.
That's
Photoshop.
That has to be some enhancement.
Or just...
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. Maybe he uses a good cream.
You hear that, Jake? Roll.
I think he takes care of his skin.
He does.
Yeah. Everyone should. Everyone should.
Everyone
saying
should.
As someone
everyone
who doesn't.
Should,
everyone should. You know, do some face.
Someone who doesn't.
Do some, you know,
take care of your skin, Johnny. It takes 5 seconds in the morning. Put moisturizer on your fucking face.
Oh, moisturizer. You know, do one of those like a cleansing. You know, do a mask, exfoliating, you know, once in a while. You know?
Don't do masks too often, though. It fucks your skin.
No, you know, once every week. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know. What the fuck do I know? Anyway, we're here. Right after we recorded last week's episode, we're doing a fantasy draft. This was one of the most heavily requested things when I put up that tweet. That, like, what am I supposed to do without everyone who's in Korea? Everyone's just like, do a fantasy draft. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to do a fantasy draft? So, while you guys were in Korea, I cooked up some rudimentary rules. I don't know what rudimentary means. But just some random rules and some scoring systems that I don't know if they work because I haven't backtested them. I don't know if this is functional. But there's a ton of free agents. We're going to draft them in order. And we'll be scoring at the end of next season and see who wins the now annual free agent fantasy draft that we have here on Plat Chat. Are you guys ready? Or are you excited?
Yes, I guess, I guess we are.
I'm also, I'm still recovering from an incredible journey, so it's hard to work up the energy I need. So I am ready. It's just the flesh isn't ready to echo my spirit.
We are all dying.
All right. This is going to be great. So, let me introduce to you the scoring system and the rules. Again, I just made them up. Scoring system. We're going to pick between all the free agents currently at the recording of this episode. If you pick a player for your team that gets picked up for next year of OWL, you get 5 points. If you pick up a player, you get a point for each series they played for that team they got picked up of, okay? It's not going to be maps. So you don't get 4 points for playing 4 maps. You get 1 point per series. Additionally, if they're on a successful team and they win those series that they're playing in, you get 1 additional point per series won. And finally, you get 5 points if they win Roll Star.
Dude, that should be like 20 or something.
20 points for Roll Star?
Not 20, maybe like 10. It feels like Roll Star is quite a big
deal. At least
deal.
6.
What if they get MVP?
7 points.
Then they get roll stars. You get 5 points.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Keep it fine. This is good, Johnny.
All right. All right. We can all agree. The rules are we're each drafting 10 players each. So 2 Overwatch League teams. Each team must consist of at least 2 tanks, 3 DPS, and 3 supports. So you do get 2 like sort of like optional spots. So if you want 2 tanks, 5 DPS, and 3 supports, you can. If you want 5 supports... you can. There's some, you know, leeway there. I don't want to lock you guys into decisions if you don't want to make them, all right? So there's some leeway to work with there. We do need 2 tanks, though. So you got to make that happen. Each draft pick should take max 1 minute because I have a flight to pick or catch. hopefully you can go through this pretty quickly. We've got 40 draft selections to make. The draft is determined by the order in which the guests join the production room with video prior to the recording. So it's been determined. The order is as follows. I go first because I joined first. Jaws goes second, Avril third, and Avast was last to the call, so he gets fourth pick. And this is a snake draft, so you know, you see I've written down the order very neatly. There you go. I didn't write it down. The draft is a snake draft, and that's it. The prize is 3 undisputed Brent's Player of the Week selections.
Oh my god, that is... Okay, that's a good prize.
You get to veto... I get, like, when your choice, you know, like how in How I Met Your Mother or whatever, there's like you get 5 slaps, you know, and you can slap at any time you want. You get 5 slaps.
Wait, so we get three of them, right? But we get them in 2024? Technically, I guess if
the off season.
Yeah, the off season, I guess it would, yeah, all right.
Yeah. what I have not written down here is...
I might not be alive that long.
You get to... if you're not appearing on the episode, you can message me or whoever's producing it in advance and select your brand's prayer of the week. So even if you're not appearing on the episode, you can still appear like, I don't know, a ghost in like Mario Party or something and just like ruin everything and just take coins, or well, the equivalent would be decide the brand's prayer of the week even if you're not there. So a lot of stuff on the, you know, to play for here.
Good.
Great. Woo! Let's go. So the free agents. I've jotted down as many free agents as I possibly could. There's a lot of free agents on this list right here. And also, any contenders player that is not here, of course you can pick up the contender players. Any Overwatch League free agent that I missed out on this list right here, you can't select. But there is one.
You can or can't?
You can. So if there's someone, okay, some name you can't find on the list, that's fine. Just like select
very
them.
Very cool.
As long as they're a free agent.
Just slightly justifying our pick, so I go, I pick this person, quick justification, then move on.
Sure, whatever, it's gonna be great. Now, there's one additional rule that to this list. I have decided that you are not able to pick any player from this year's Dallas Fuel or the Seoul Dynasty, because they're obvious that's picks fair. And they're going to return to the league. There's no fucking way they don't make the league. And so you are not allowed to pick. This is supposed to be an exercise in players who are like almost like between contenders and the Overwatch League, barring a few exceptions. There's some obvious Overwatch League players here, and they'll go in the early rounds. So I'm not going to say that. But you know, the winners of the league, you can't just pick them.
Who has Carpe on that list? might want to delete that one. That's a bait square.
No,
that's
you know, maybe you'll take the bait.
I mean, if you fall for it, you deserve
biggest team of all time, or the biggest brain of all time. He comes back halfway through the season, wins Roll Star. Imagine, someone take it. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So, without further ado, any questions, or are you guys ready to get into the draft?
I mean,
let's just do it.
About as ready with the vague guidelines you give us. I'm about as ready as we can be.
Is there anything you would like clarification on, Mr. Connor?
Are we debating our picks or no?
No, you're at free discretion to pick whatever pick you want. Yeah. But you can decide to, you know, if you haven't had the chance to talk about this player, you think they're underrated. You know, maybe you think it's heinous that the team dropped them in the first place. You can expand. You can clarify. Whatever you want.
Okay, sure.
All right. So, with the first pick of the 2022...
Ooh, no, I had a question. Sorry. All right. I had a question. What if it is someone like Dante or Mira?
What does that mean?
Can we just take the most recent role that they played?
You pick the role. I think the role.
Yeah, you pick.
Yeah, you pick the role.
Pick the role.
But...
Okay.
They must win a series in that elected role. So if you say they get picked up as DPS, but then they win a series playing as tank
or something,
then you don't get a point for it.
Okay, that's fine.
They have to compete in that role.
That's fine.
Okay, any additional questions? That's good. All right, with the first pick of the 2022 or 2023, I don't know, out of the years, annual. Fantasy free agent Overwatch draft. I select Hydron as my first pick.
As tank?
No.
Wait, you can pick any of the roles? I thought we were going tank.
No. You can pick any. Wait. Because Hydron's a free.
That's what you numbered as. Like 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 3. You know what
okay,
I mean?
I'll fucking delete the numbers then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know.
No, that's fair. That's a valid criticism.
I already have a strategy in my head.
That's a valid criticism. Sorry, I ruined your. All right, you're number two, Joss. Pick. Who do you want? Quickly.
Now you've ruined my strategy. My strategy for this whole draft has been fucking ruined because I thought we were picking tanks.
Would you like to pass your pick over to Aldo? No.
Heesang, DPS.
Heesang, okay, amazing. Joel selects Heesang as his first damage pick in the draft.
Absolutely Base. Incredible.
All right, Avril, you are number three.
Both you motherfuckers lift the sky open. I choose Max as my tank. Boom,
the most
done.
Unsurprising pick of the year. Avril selects Max. Why do you select Max?
because he's good at the game. He's a powerful gaming player.
Great.
This show sucks.
Love that from you, Avril.
You want to know? Watch three episodes from now, whenever that Contenders episode drops.
Oh, true.
We literally watched Max pound live. We saw it.
We did.
We actually did. Yeah. I tried to get Max's attention for you. For Bren. We because they came up. I'm taking too much time now. I understand, but
no,
I tried to get his attention.
Ahead,
I don't think he heard me. It was just a story of us going to Contenders. Bren was super impressed, and I was like, Max, Bren's a real fan. Max, I couldn't get his attention though. He was too busy. Getting picked up by Violet.
Does Max
Violet
even, like,
Violet was there
English?
Picking up players? Probably not, but you know that doesn't matter. He knows his name is Max. I said Max, so like
sure.
At
sure.
That point,
like
English doesn't matter.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Now let's. I guess is it your turn, Johnny?
No, it's your. Here we go. It's
my turn.
Go.
Sparker.
You get two.
Sparker and a Smurf.
Sparker.
They can't get.
No,
Smurf.
You can't pick Soul. You can't pick Dallas, and you can't pick Soul.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, well, I'm taking Sparker, and then I'm taking Ultraviolet. Sparker and Ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. Okay. All right. Sparker and Ultraviolet. Why did you pick Sparker?
Guys, really fucking good. Also, I think Western players are going to be primarily picked up for a lot of teams heading into next year.
Fair enough. All right. Great. So that means that because it's a snake draft, I've asked obviously got two back-to-back picks. So it returns to Avril with the number 6 pick of the draft, Avril.
Is a player that you didn't even include on your list, but I know 100% with certainty is a free agent, and that's true.
Oh, true. Holy shit. That's almost
sniped.
Like cheating.
Absolutely fucking sniped.
All right. I'm asking the council. Jaws and I've asked.
No.
Do we allow
Sue
to get picked?
You said Dallas.
Wait, why wouldn't...
Small.
Why wouldn't Shu be allowed to be picked?
Any Overwatch League free agent I missed. That's fine.
Well,
yeah,
I mean...
You literally said any agent you missed. Any free agent you missed. You missed them.
Fuck.
This is your
You
fault,
literally
man.
Just beefed it.
This is your
just
fault.
Beefed it. There's no argument to be made.
That is such a... Oh,
that's
my...
a humongous fumble
what a
from
blunder.
Johnny over here.
What
absolute
a blunder.
Fumble from Johnny.
I did not ban Shu from getting picked up. That defeats the entire fucking segment.
No, that's...
All right. All right. Joss, it is once more your turn with the 7th pick.
I'm now playing
the
my trap
draft.
Card.
Okay.
My sure. trap card reveals. I'm now going to build the most handsome Overwatch League roster of all time. My next pick for DPS. Huxal.
Ooh, Huxal looking for a team, of course. Huxal posted that he's looking for a
DPS.
Team. He wants to get back into the league. That is a spicy pick. That's a spicy
then.
Pick right there.
Okay,
wow.
Then,
do you think? Yeah. So did you pick him purely because you think he's handsome, or do you think he'll generally can get back into the league and be great?
The thing
this
is, with Huxal, he's both. He is everything. He is both handsome and good at the game. And multiple roles.
Okay.
Okay.
At least two roles.
Pick. All right.
Actual safe pick.
I think...
Safest pick of all time.
I mean, I think it's a pretty controversial pick. Like, we don't know if Huxal, you know, is able
to
get back into the league.
Yeah, I think it's insanely controversial. There's no guarantee that... But we do know he's handsome, so that's the thing. We do know he's handsome, so Jack, I mean, he fits his criteria.
Am I right? Exactly. Moving on.
He's not wrong on that respect.
Sips his tea. Sips the J cup. Sipping his tea. All right. With my pick, this will be the 8th pick. I am selecting OG as my support.
Ah, you bitch.
That's actually
I'm going all the way. Yeah, I know what you're doing, Avast. I know what you're doing.
You bitch.
but that also means I get the 9th pick. Look, I mean, I think that the American Tornado guys are going to still be in the league. I think they're massive talents. So I think they're relatively safe. You know, there's a lot of names on here that, like, yeah, they've been great this year, but will they truly be back? I feel like those guys are relatively safe in that regard. So, shoot. Wow. Considering I made this entire thing, I didn't really plan out what I'm trying to do here. No. With my next pick, I am going to select for tank, Kalush.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. So
I know what Johnny is doing here.
Pretty straightforward, but yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Johnny is Kasaurus building AT on Define. I see what's going on.
I guess I'll have to go for mine.
No, no, it's Joster. It's Josko. Right.
Yeah.
With the 10th pick, like, oh my God, we're actually like steamrolling this segment. This is going faster than I thought it would.
Well, yeah, because you said like we have to go fast.
Okay, the 1 minute rule is gone. Yeah. You can explain however much you want. Do whatever you want.
Okay. My second pick, third pick. Another old player.
Okay.
Also handsome. Birdering. He's coming back.
What? Yeah, this is back. This is my man's trolling.
Is this a throw?
This is the clout? No, this is the clout team. This is the handsome clout team.
Mike, you've picked one amazing player and then two players that haven't played.
So, no, say what you're going to say. Old as fuck. He said it.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. He was going to say that.
They're still good. Looking.
All right. It fits the criteria. Jack's sticking to the theme. And I respect it.
I mean, my man Doobie, he be charging the troll crystal, the TO crystal, the troll off.
I finished charging my JO crystal.
Yeah, the JO crystal's been charged. Now we move to the TO crystal.
The TO crystal needs he's charging.
All right. Next up is Avril with your third pick of the free agent fantasy draft.
I'm going to stick to the script. We all got a style here for what teams we're building. I don't know what we'll figure out what Connor's one is in a second. I feel like we're starting to get into a style. I'm going for happy.
Ooh.
I'm just going to go for the most unreal great roster pick. I can go for.
What do you think about happy's 2023 prospects?
I think it's good. I feel like he popped the fuck off for Glads this year and also for Washington. Like every team he played for, he was a phenomenal member. And even in Glads playoffs run, I feel like the one player that I have zero doubt in was happy. Like, funnily enough, there was a little bit of doubt in Kev, but there's zero doubt in Happy for me.
Agreed.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think Happy actually he had a really good year. I think like despite the circumstances available to him, like going to Glads and like their hero pool, I think he did a really good job. I think Happy's still a fantastic player. So also very cool guy. It was very weird because I met him at the grand finals and we were going out to bars and such, and he was part of our groups. Because he's hanging out with the Glads guys, and he would like, and then fucking Hunter was like, "Yo, he's a really big fan," and he's me. So I was like, "Okay, Hunter, you're fucking trolling me." And he's like, "No." And I went up and met Happy, and Happy's like, "Oh, like what's up? It's about like, what the fuck?" Like I was like, I actually couldn't believe it. It was actually kind of I thought I was getting hard trolled by Hunter, but Happy, you know, I'm gonna send you some merch. Happy.
This is what would happen if we all met the Hangzhou Spark. They watch our
what do you mean?
Yeah.
I meant the Hangzhou Spark.
The Spark watch our videos.
Who do you mean by this? You mean like the whole team sits down and watches our video?
Yeah, they told Avril, right?
This in the podcast.
No. I talked to the team manager Gandalf, who definitely watches. I don't know about the rest of them. Gandalf.
Okay, I was about to say, if the whole team watches our videos,
they don't sit together VOD reviewing, just in like this.
They VOD review flat chat.
You don't know that. Are you in the compound? Are you in the Hangzhou Spark compound? No. How do you know that?
You know who does VOD review our videos? Albert does. Albert VOD reviews our videos.
Not even false.
We were sitting there in the we were sitting there in the Airbnb getting ready during the day in Korea, and Albert every morning he's watching Plat Chat.
No.
He's watching reason he's doing it is so he can shit on our takes. Reason he does it. So he can like go into his Discord that like his friends' Discords he's in with a bunch of other people and just be like, wow, Plat Chat are so stupid. They're so dumb here. That's the main reason he does it.
We literally caught him live. Pants down, red-handed.
That's imagine listening to a podcast just so you can shit on them to your friends.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, Albert, go back to building your team. All right, just like we're building teams right now, imaginary teams. Wait,
it's got to be my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Now, you got two picks here. You got the 12th and the 13th pick of the draft.
Okay, my next pick, speedily.
Ooh, good one. Okay.
Speedily is my next pick. And then followed up, I am going to be getting Reiner.
All right. Reiner. So, between us, we've selected six player who used to be part of American Tornado, I've asked.
Oh.
I think it's interesting.
Yep.
It's curious. I mean, there is a worry that I've selected Kalush and you've selected Reiner. And, like, we don't... if they hypothetically were to play together, we wouldn't know how we'd get the most playtime between those two. So
don't worry about it.
Okay. I am worrying about it. I am actively worrying about my colleagues.
Don't worry about it, babe. Don't even worry about it.
I am worried about
it. Not a single worry.
Okay. Avril, you're up next.
I think it's this guy's year. This guy I'm about to pick, I think it's finally his year. It'll either be his year or he's about to fade into obscurity because he's been giving too many fucking chances. But I'm going to give him one more. Carpe. I'm taking Yaki.
Yaki!
Oh, I was going to take Yaki next round. No, I was waiting. I was waiting. I was my goat. My goat. My goat. He took him. He took him. I was actually, I was waiting towards the end because I wanted to secure my more valuable picks.
There
first,
are six more picks before it goes back to you, Connor.
Yeah, that was a throw from you, honestly.
If you wanted him, you should have already picked him.
Well, no, that's the thing. That's why I was prioritizing. I was prioritizing my picks I knew were going to be more valuable.
But I am serious. I feel like Yaki is he's close to becoming the next OG if he doesn't fucking get on a good team and start ragging. He's individually good.
OG, are you fucking trolling?
Okay, OG is actually not a very good player. But Yaki is a very good player. But my point is Yaki keeps landing on shit rosters. So I'm building a good one for him that with Max happy and shoe, okay?
His career is not at all comparable to that. This is the first year ever, and even still, he popped the fuck off at portion. So,
which is why I'm choosing him. I'm giving respect to the player. I'm literally choosing him. I'm giving respect to the player. I know he's good.
He is. Very good.
All right. How do you feel like his prospects are now? Like, if you're a top team, and you look at what Yaki did with the New York Excelsior, do you go like, were we convinced by him on a struggling New York team, like looking strong at times? Or do you think like he'll be back in some capacity? We don't know if he's like joined a top team or whether it's like a bottom kind of team.
I think he'll get given another chance. I'm fairly certain sure that he'll get picked up somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm happy to sign him up. Yeah.
I also think he's someone that like, I don't know. The biggest thing with Yaki is more so like what his salary, if we're willing to shift his salary, because he had a pretty good contract. Pretty good, I'd say. So that's the biggest thing for Yaki is like what team will be able to afford him, or will he shift his like salary downwards type of thing. But like I think you'd be kind of dumb to not look at him for rosters, even if you don't end up picking him up. So.
All right. Next up in the draft, Joss, it's you with the 15th pick of the draft. With your handsome team. Who do you got?
This is the most based take of all time.
Okay. Let's see what stupid shit you're about to say.
Not stupid. This is... Everything I'm about to say is factual, though.
Factual.
One of the biggest glow-ups of all time.
Interesting.
A player that I want to hold me. That was formerly known as Aim God, now Jack God. Aim God.
Aim God.
Aim God for support.
Do you think it'll get picked back up?
Jack's building a K-pop band over here.
Yeah. He's ripped. Actually, giga ripped. Word on the street is he taught Danny everything he knows.
Wow.
Dude, Danny saved my life, by the way, in Korea. I didn't, because last time I went in 2019, Uber didn't work there because they only take taxis. Now you can use Uber in Korea. It's still taxis, but it will just call a taxi and it works. I was trying to use Kakao Taxi. That shit, you have to like fucking have your Korean phone number. You have to know like what was the last year of the Imperial Dynasty of Korea. Like you have to like have all this information. I was like, it's impossible. It's fucking impossible to put this shit in. And so I thought I was going to be late to the airport. And then luckily Uber worked perfectly. And I was like, thank God for Uber. Thank God.
Danny.
Danny told me that he was taking Ubers around Korea, except it wasn't Ubers. Once again, it was taxis called via the Uber app.
Okay.
You still had to pay the taxi at the end. But like, it worked perfectly. And he told me this in the bar, the 50% soju bar. And because he showed
up. What does Uber get out of this then? How do they make money?
I don't know exactly what's going on with that. But like that, I don't really care what Uber gets out of it. The point being is that like they showed up. This guy showed up, was able to fit my shit in there, took me to the airport after I fucked around with Kakao Taxi app for like 20 minutes.
And it wasn't one of the luxury taxis. It was one of the regular ones. Right?
I don't know. I think it was a regular one. It was like the same. It was like 50. It was like 55,000, 56,000 won.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. which is like, nice. For adjusted for USD, I think it's like 50 something, 49 to the airport, and it was like a 45 minute trip.
Not bad.
Nope, not bad at all.
That's good, because
cheaper
like,
than when I Uber Korea, here in Florida.
I tried to do the same thing. I tried to use Uber and I was like, shit.
Yeah. Fucked. Yeah, and I assumed it wasn't going to work. And I was like, oh, I have a Kakao Taxi set up. I can just call the Kakao Taxi. Nope.
No, it's kind of tough.
Don't do it. You need like 80 identifying info.
Yeah, you have to have a Korean phone number and shit like that. And yeah.
Just a disaster. So I thought I was going to be fucked. I thought I was going to have to like sprint to the subway and take the train and like lug my luggage down there.
Run that? They might not even run.
No, they start running at, this is around 6:20 a.m. They start running around like 6 a.m.
I thought it was like 4.
No.
It's around 6:20 a.m.
I left at 9. Oh, my flight got delayed slightly, so we left at 9:45.
Most unbased flight of all time. I cannot believe it.
No, it was great, because then I got back here to Florida at like 2 p.m. And I was able to go to, and then I immediately went to bed at like 7 p.m. and woke up today at like 9 a.m. And then I ate breakfast, went back to bed, woke up again at like 4 p.m. literally on the time the episode started. And then, I'm back on North America time pretty much. Nice.
We've given Johnny way too much time to think about this pick.
I've thought.
Johnny's got a back to back. Yeah.
I will say, never mind. We'll do a mid draft checkup after the 20th pick. We'll do a bit of a review of halfway there. I already got some thoughts. I'm already seeing some trends here. Uber Watch has come online. There you go. All right. Wait. What pick is this? Is this 15? No, this is 16. Because you picked Aim God 15. 16th pick, I select for my second support. I choose Lee Jaegon.
Yep.
I honestly forgot about Lee Jaegon. I kind of did. I'm not gonna lie, and he's not in the list either. But Lee Jaegon, unrestricted free agent, contract was terminated with the Dragons, so still eligible. Is not part of the sole Dallas fuel restriction. So I go with Lee Jaegon. Also, between the recording of this episode and it premiering, there are going to be additional players released. 100%. Like I just saw now, for example, I just went on Reddit and just found out mid-recording that some of the Hangzhou Spark players are still in talks with Hangzhou, but are looking for teams. So I had no idea. And, you know, we already see that there's not a ton of APAC players on here. Part of that is, of course, we don't know what's going on with APAC, you know, next year. But also a lot of those teams haven't made, like, announcements. Guangzhou, as of the recording, hasn't made any announcement. Chengdu, we don't know what's going on there. We're not going to pick Valiant players, so who knows?
Whoa, unless you're based. If you're based, you pick Valiant players.
If you're based,
also,
all right. We'll see how based Avril is.
Rascal just announced LFT, but he's going LFT as a flex support.
Yes. He went, or coach. He's still willing to be a coach, but he said LFT coach or flex.
Yeah, but coaches don't help L draft here, so I'm just saying flex.
Yeah, I just find it funny. That is a very interesting amount.
The flex support. The bap was clean.
I mean, he could.
His bap was pretty clean.
I don't know how, like, I don't know what his current mechanics level is, but I mean, it's possible. Possible. If Teru can do it, Rascal can do it.
Yeah, screw it. All right. With the 17th pick and my second consecutive pick, I am going with Fury, formerly of the Philadelphia Fusion, a true legend, a veteran of the sport. Actually, I mean, I could see a world in where he doesn't get picked up, but I still think he's got it in him. I think that he still has some name value, that I think he'll find a job where that is competing for the title or like some, you know, less budget kind of team not doing too great. I think Fury should get picked up, though. I still think he's got it in him. So here's hoping. I select Fury as my second tank. That's 5 selections for me. Goes back to Jaws with the 18th pick of the draft. You've got 3 DPS already. You just have not selected any tanks.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just Maybe I'm curious, confident in you my know, tanks. Like you're running out of great tanks with like, you know, are they going to be any good?
They're all great tanks, Johnny.
They're all? Okay. Fair enough.
You don't know that until they play.
Well, have seen a lot of these guys play.
False. You've never watched a game without watching in your life.
He picked false. You just said false.
All right, false.
I did. No. Did not mean to say that. My next pick, another giant glow up. formerly a Washington Justice player, I think was underrated.
Huh?
Following the same trend of being quite handsome and being a clout roster.
You got a lot of these interactions
just for that. The K-pop roster. Tuba.
Tuba? You're selecting Tuba?
Tuba!
Tuba?
Tuba?
Dude,
yeah. Don't say it backwards.
T-Tuba?
You select T-Tuba?
This man says T-Tuba.
I'm picking Tuba. Is he LFT? Two T's.
I mean, I think he's LFT.
He's not even on the list, man. I mean, he is probably is LFT.
He's on the list.
Oh, he's on the list. I put him on the list, yeah.
He's on the list and he's LFT.
Oh, my God.
T-Tuba's here? Where
is he? Continuing my 9.5 out of 10 roster.
He didn't play the last season.
Didn't ask.
He hasn't played for over a year.
God's name is T-Tuba.
He hasn't played for over a year, bud.
Also, you, what position?
Incredibly underrated.
What position?
Support.
Okay.
I mean, you're literal troll.
You just wait until this season comes up, bro. Join the league. This full team joins the league, and one team, most fans an organization has ever had.
I'd rather you pick Fixer. Troll. I think you should have picked Fixer with Aimgod there.
False.
I've never seen such troll.
Tuba is also kind of jacked now.
Sure. This guy's trolling. Unbelievable. Okay, whose pick is it?
My pick. My pick.
Yeah, it's Avril's pick here. Going up.
I'm also going to go for a support. But my support did play, not in the Overwatch League. He's a contenders player. I'm going for Bliss.
Bliss?
Go for Bliss.
Bliss?
I'm based.
All right. Going with Bliss for your second support pick. Let's do a bit of a career check here for Bliss. No, not Bliss from Rocket League. Bliss from Overwatch.
Bliss from Rocket League.
O2, Genji. I can't remember what else he played for. Those are the only two relevant teams he played.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Bliss? Why did you select Bliss here, Abel?
I think he's the top support candidate from contenders. I think he's the your top one in each position out of contenders is like Hisang, DPS, Max, Tank, Bliss, support. So I'm looking to round out my support line here with a main sub. I'm actually trying to build like a real team. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a main support and a flex support. So I'm like,
yeah, we're building real teams too, buddy. Come on,
we're
now.
All building real teams.
I'm not saying other people are not building real teams, Jules. I'm saying like I'm just specifically I'm playing by I'm adding extra restrictions on my roster, being that like I want to make sure it's like a functional team, even though like points wise it might be more optimal just to like get three flex supports. I don't know.
Fair enough, you know. Get that, okay. So let me ask you this, all right? Bliss, main support player, plays for O2 Blast, connection with San Francisco Shock. If you were the Shock, would you rather have Violet or Bliss as your main support going into 2023?
Well, since Violet runs a team, I think we answered that question. I don't think Violet will vacate any space for another player. I think if Violet wanted to, he'd take the tank position too, if he could, so.
Okay. So where do you think Bliss, what franchise would you like to see Bliss go to?
I'd like to see Toronto throw another bag at a contender's main support. No, I'd like to see, he'd be a good replacement for Li Jiegon in Shanghai.
Li Jiegon in Shanghai, wow. Bliss.
Because if Li Jiegon's out of Shanghai, so someone's got to replace him.
Fair enough. Okay. Interesting. All right. Bliss, for the second support pick of Avril. That goes back to Avast. Avast, you have two picks in the 20th and the 21st pick of the draft.
Okay, easy. I will be taking next. I'll be taking a very big pickup here for the Avast Nation. Actually, so I'm actually going to put a caveat here. There are several Chinese players I'd be interested in picking up, but because I don't think most Chinese players would leave APAC, and I don't know the status of China in Overwatch League next year, I will not be selecting Chinese players in this draft. But I'm going to put out there that there are several talented Chinese players I would have picked up if I knew that they would still have a slot in APAC teams next year, but I don't. So I'm just going to put that out there because I do think there are talented Chinese players I would select that are currently, I just don't feel comfortable selecting because of the status of APAC. But with that in mind, I will be picking Space.
Ooh. Space.
That is a large pickup.
I'm surprised they made it through this far. Not going to lie.
Talk Space through. You know, spent a lot of time space on the bench.
I think with Space is A, one huge thing is that A, he is a fucking OG, known face, big fan base. People like Space. Very important for like continuing to get value out of like when you're looking at roster pickups this year and like building content, blah, 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 making a known team. A lot of people like to work with him. People enjoy working with Space. People like working with Space. People want to work with him. And B, he's a very talented player. Obviously, he hasn't had a lot of play time, but when we got to see him, he comes out and he does really well. He's still a fantastic player. He's very talented on his roles, which are off tank. It's just, unfortunately, you need like a very, you wanted a flexible main tank player, ideally. But like, he was working with Reiner, right? And so like, to me, they still sort of fit the best of both worlds where I think under in this dream scenario where I still have Reiner in Space, right? I would, ideally, I think there would, you could still, if you have, I think, a slightly different team and a coaching staff that probably wanted to prioritize splitting more time, you could split the time between Reiner and Space and just prioritize them in their different roles. Obviously, it's not ideal, but I think the cost you lose of not having like a name and face like Space and someone that has that fan base, it's worth trying to figure out how you can split Reiner and Space's roles down the middle in this scenario, right? Because that's the situation you're going to be in no matter what. If we, there is no real winning play here with like having two tanks in your draft. You only want one tank. You want one tank that plays everything. That is just like the fact of like Overwatch 2 currently. You want one tank that plays everything. You don't, you're not going to be able to get it. It's very hard to get it. There are very few people that look like you do it. Reiner looked like he was able to do it. He wasn't really. So I would still just keep Reiner and Space together because like they cover the best of both worlds. And it's just hopefully we can see Space play more next year because I still think he's an incredibly good player on top of all his other intangible factors. So yeah. But if it was a real draft situation, like a real perfect draft situation, you would have one tank and you'd pick like Smurf. So
yeah.
How confident are you that Space is being picked up next year?
I'm honestly feeling 75%, but there's still doubt because I really don't know. Because like I know he has a fantastic contract. I know he hasn't seen like a ton of play time, but the reality
his
is
his option got declined, by the way. So he's
yeah, exactly. I don't think the reason is because I feel like lads are probably looking to retool a bit. And I think also there's like I don't think there's a guaranteed need for you to in, like his he's got a big contract. I don't think there's a guaranteed reason for them to pick up that salary burden when, like, you could, like, just with the amount of free agents, there's really no reason not to just throw everything to free agency and see what you can get. Because you can guarantee bring down the cost. Always.
Like, he might get back to GLADS. I mean, nothing's ruled out.
Exactly. He could go back to Gladiators, right? Like, there is no guarantee he's not going to return to GLADS. It's just, there is literally zero disadvantage to with the current state of the league and how many free agents there are to not just throw all of your things into free agency, in my opinion. Unless okay. It's a player that you absolutely can't afford to lose, like someone that you think is like an unbelievably talent, like someone like a proper, right? Like someone that's like, you know, when they fucking, they're going to pop the fuck off. Like, I think Space is very good, but I don't think you'd put him on like the tier, like a proper tier, right? Like, so like currently, in my opinion, there is no disadvantage to throwing all of your team options into decline them pretty much. I don't think there's a disadvantage right at all. There's just so much shit and so many players on the market. There's literally so many players on the market. And the negotiation power, I think, is going to be pretty good for a team. So, yeah, so I'm going to take Space and then follow it up with that. It's a tough one, honestly. It's a tough one.
Did we want to pause for the... You said 20 players we pause and just review, yeah?
You can select your next pick here, I've asked.
My next pick? Oh, God, this is so hard.
It's starting to get a little bit like, I don't know if this guy will be back in Al next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I skipped Space, because I wasn't sure about Space coming back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think, though, looking at this list, someone who I feel has, and actually impressed me a bit with how flexible they were, but someone who I think actually can probably find a team again, and I think could still find success, is I actually am feeling kind of confident on feeling a little confident on let me check my who do I have currently?
Ooh, two tanks.
Shit. I need a hit scan player. I need a hit scan player.
Actually. Oh, you bring a real team.
Yes, I'm gonna build a real team.
I picked up two off tanks. It's already too late. I have two main supports and two off tanks.
Fuck. Now it gets a little bit hard. I think in that case, if I need like a, I think I'm. Ooh. Wait a minute.
Waiting.
No way. There's no way that's a good pick, is there? Fuck. I think. I think. Okay.
Mr. Logic. He's like.
Well, no. No. I think this will work. I'm gonna take Shax.
Okay. All right. Saw limited playtime, so you know, considering we're counting maps as well, and like maps one, or no, we're not counting maps. We're counting series. Sorry. But you still think you'll see a bit of a prevalent role? You think you'll be around the league and like see playtime somewhat regularly?
Yeah. I mean, also, I think it's hard because like. His Tracer play, like, the problem is that you need, like, Sparker simply was just crazy, right? And, like, you could put Shax. Shax can play Hitscan, and he can play Tracer. But, like, it's just, like, when you had Sparker on that roster, it was very hard. And, like, they needed to play Backbone because Backbone was, A, he put a lot of projectile stuff, but B, it was very clear that Backbone seemed to be a very important, like, comms component and, like, leader component for that team. So I felt like Shax was just like in an unfortunate situation where like it just didn't make a lot of sense for him to play. But I think Shax is good. I think Shax is a fantastic player. And his hero pool makes sense for like what his role is. So the biggest problem as well is also like a lot of times throughout this year, you've needed someone that's like your Tracer player is also the one that's generally been your projectile, not so much your hitscan, because Sojourn was like a perma pick. So yeah. I'll take Shax. I was very tied between him and like fucking like I was looking at like him, Kilo, and Hisu.
Oh,
and
you think they're gonna get picked before it's your next go? Oh well, I mean, you have some optional picks there. You did.
I have optional picks, and also like a lot of people's DPS lineup's been filled a bit, so like, you know, there's a lot of players. Also, there's another sleeper pick in the DPS that I think people aren't thinking about, but yeah, so yeah, I think I'll stick with that. I think it's fine.
Sleeper pick is Hacker. You never know, dude. You never know.
But the problem is that, because I'm trying to remember, am I misremembering thinking that he's a Chinese player? He is a Chinese player. So yeah, that falls.
I was also completely joking.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, because also I was about to say, if I was going to pick someone from Valorant, it'd be Easy Han, probably.
Also, I've just seen Surma Sheds in the damage role.
Yeah, look, Animo is too. I kind of...
That's good. Keep him
thinking Animo for DPS.
I kind of goofed that up.
I mean, Surmaget in damage roll is kind of almost right.
Yeah.
It's almost based.
That's almost right.
Is Zen play?
All right.
Oh, shit. Wait. All right. Well, never mind.
Are we reviewing now, or... What have we done?
Fuck. Wait, hold on. Can you talk again?
Are we reviewing now?
Right. Yeah, sorry. My audio messed up for a bit. I hope that wasn't the podcast. Anyway. Sure, for you. What are your initial insights here, Avalon? What's going on with the teams?
Well, for my team, I just wanted to... So my five is very clear, like tank, two DPS, two supports. So I'm building as if this was like... If I only had five people, who am I taking? I'm taking who I think is a great individual tank that can cover the roles I need and is just a good player. And then I've got a hit scan. I've got a flex DPS that also plays Tracer, which is really important to me. And then I've got a flex support and a main support.
Yeah.
And I think I obviously choose the best flex support, so that covers a lot. So I just built a balanced, good, individually strong team of five as a baseline, as my position.
Yeah, that's fair.
Very straightforward.
I have only picked one damage player. I've asked to pick three damage players. You also picked three damage players, albeit Haxel and Birdring is in there, so...
well, they're arguably albeit the most...
Still damage.
It's true. I'm just questioning how much playtime they get. Arguably still the most
important roles in Overwatch, you know? In Overwatch 2 is damage.
Well, we're not really measuring performance, you know? We're just measuring, like, will they play?
Yeah, but I mean, I also think that, like, I think I picked some fantastic picks.
True.
So Johnny, is it too late to do this? But like, we should really put numbers next to the plays like this. For example, Hydron was, I can't edit, but Hydron you put in number one next to.
Yeah.
He's saying number two, just the order of like which, what order they were picked in would be really good for.
I picked, I did the entire
oh, you
draft.
Oh, sorry, I'm fucking 40. Blind. You have it there already.
I have it there, I, next but to I don't have it next to the team.
Disregard me then. Yeah, disregard me then, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Because you guys are operating off the free agent tab, I suppose. Yeah, I'm in a different
tab.
Yeah,
no, it's all good.
I'm in a different tab. So
I was blind. Anyway, next player, next person's team.
Yeah.
I sidetracked this.
Fair enough, yeah. Not a ton of contenders players being picked here. I mean, Avril, you are obviously going with Max and Bliss.
I got two.
Yeah, you got two, yeah. I don't have any so far. I guess one. Tuba counts as some kind of Path to Pro player. but yeah, maybe some contenders players coming up here as well. So far, kind of like counteract what we just talked about. We're actually picking a lot of veterans to come back and not necessarily a lot of young contenders players.
Well, when you have nearly 100 free agents, it's a little bit different than previous years.
True.
So
yeah,
I'm just observing. But that is true. There are we say that there are a lot of free agents, but there's also a lot of spots to fill in the league now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, I think for me, from the contenders' talents, like for the most part, like from contenders' career at least, I was like not very impressed with T1. I think O2 was just so significantly better than them that like why would you even bother looking at T1 when you could just try to get O2, and if you don't get O2, you'd be looking for like other free agents when you have this many available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think that the current class of contenders players coming through is not nearly as good as the class that we just got coming in for this year. So it doesn't feel as like, oh, you must get contenders players outside of like a handful.
Yeah. I mean, we did see so many rookies being promoted last year that like at some point it's almost like a talent vacuum where it's like, okay, well, you picked up half the contenders. Like there's only so much talent that can grow, you know, any given season. So tough in that regard. Tough. All right. Who is the next pick? Is it you, Avril? I think it's you.
I've done... yes, I'm on five, going on six.
Number 22... I'm losing it. Number 22 of the fantasy draft. It's your go.
Yeah, I've decided, again, just going along the lines of, like, what would be my next priority for building a team as my sixth member. And I was going to pass up on this guy, but I feel like if I do, someone else is going to snipe him, so I got to get him now. I'm picking Twilight.
Damn it.
Another
Yeah.
See, fuck, I knew he was going to get sniped if I didn't get him now. I knew it.
Yeah. I was going to get that guy 100%.
Good pick.
God damn it.
Because I think we've shown that there have been double flex support metas, and they are very important, impactful in the league in certain stages. And if you didn't have a strong double support, you were in a lot of trouble. So I feel like that's something I have to round out on this roster, no questions. And Twilight's
the GOAT.
I think Shu Twilight is an unbelievable combo, so I'm happy.
That is a fucking nasty double flex backline. That is an absolutely omega nasty double flex backline.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of worried here about the Avril's team. It's getting out of control pretty quickly. All right, Joss, with the number 20, the 23rd pick of the draft, who do you got, Joss?
Shu and Twilight are good, but can they grab an entire nation to rally behind a single team like my player can?
Okay.
For my next pick, I'm picking a tank player that will grab an entire nation. Nation of France.
Uh-huh.
Poco.
I thought this guy was getting Majed to get Saudi Arabia or something.
Poco. No,
that is one handsome individual.
That's true. That
he's going to grab the whole nation of France to rally behind the team, and he's going to literally drain their wallets into the bank account of this team that they're all getting picked up for. Merch sales through the fucking roof. Giga clout team.
Hey, I'd buy a Ben Best jersey.
Ben, I said Poco, but...
Oh, sorry. Poco, yeah.
The other handsome French man.
Yeah.
There are two of them.
Sorry, I'm reading names at the same time, so it's a bit disorienting. All right. Yeah, my most recent interaction with Poco was at the playoffs, the grand finals, whatever. So I walked backstage from the desk that was out in the arena, and the players are waiting to go on. You know, Lono Spitfire, they're in the player tunnel, and they're about to go on. And we had very strict COVID rules at the arena. Like, we were, us talent, we were not allowed to interact with the fans, or, you know, until the broadcast was over. And we were also wearing makeup, you know, we were wearing makeup for the broadcast. And so we can't wear like a regular mask, like a mask over our face. So instead, we walked around with these like visors instead. You've seen the visors. We walked around with those visors because that way they don't like, you know, mush up all the makeup on your face.
Oh, I just wore a mask.
And they're a bit better.
I just spunk my makeup up on the daily.
Yeah, that's just what we were told. So I'm walking backstage, returning from the desk, and I quickly walk past it on a Spitfire, and like I look eyes with Poco, and he just looks at me and he goes, "The fuck are you wearing on your face?" That was it. And then I walked away and I didn't have a retort. Like, I didn't even stand. I just continued to walk. And that was our only interaction.
My Poco right there.
So
my Poco.
Yeah. Good stuff, Poco. Fun times. All right. Now it's back to me with the 24th pick. Starting to become slim pickings over here. I need damage players. Need damage players.
You do, in fact, need damage players.
I'm carrying this team.
There are still a lot of damage players on the board. Just to mention a few. Venom, XE, Architect, Dia,
yes,
Easy Han, Flora is still on the board. Wub, Kilo, yes. Striker,
Wub.
Sam.
Yeah, what about Wub? Are you part of Wub Nation?
Hisu is still on the board, I believe. I'm surprised Joss hasn't picked Hisu. Lots of contenders talent still on the board. And I think... Oh, boy. I think that's the way I'm leaning. I think I'm going to go with the contenders player for my next. I'm going to select, with my 24th pick, I'm going with Shockwave. That's my damage player.
Yeah.
Obviously, been dominating over in Europe, in European contenders this year. I still think he's got it. Obviously, the situation on Vancouver Titans was not great at all. But I still think he has talent. And I do think that a few European players are going to get picked up. And I think Shockwave is one of them. All right. Who do I select next? Don't really need a tank player. Could use another support here. To mention some support players still on the board. You know, Faith, MCD, Tiru. Khan.
You guys aren't even... Are you guys going to look at, like,
OG?
What about OG at some point?
O1? OG?
Oh, someone's already been picked.
Yeah, I picked OG.
I forgot.
No, no one picked Juby? What's going on?
No one Juby?
Wait.
Juby? I guess still on the board. Sanguinar? Opener? Krillin? Crimso? There's quite a few on the board here. Anyway, who do I pick for my next pick here? It does feel safer to go with the Western players because there's a limited amount of slots for the Koreans, even though there are, you know, a ton of Koreans in the league. I'm going to go with my next pick in the draft. Wow, I'm really taking some time here. I haven't decided. I'm sorry, guys.
Go flight, mate. Ass.
True. Fuck. Shit.
He's delaying his own flight.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... All right, I'm throwing a random pick. No, I'm actually going to go with Decay. I'm picking Decay for my third DPS. Well, released from the Washington Justice.
We're safe.
That's based.
Still an amazing player. So surely he gets picked up somewhere. I don't know if he's going to find success at some point in his career, but surely he gets picked up by someone, right? Gets a chance. Huge free agent on the board. I was kind of surprised, actually, that Washington Justice just let Decay go like that. But, you know, again, there's no market for it. There's no market. So, like, no one would buy him. And it seems like Washington Justice are going in a different direction. So, with the 24th and 25th pick, I go with Shockwave and Decay for my team. And it's back to Jaws once more.
Mm-hmm. New free agent just dropped. Another clout pick. Another handsome pick.
Jesus Christ, Jaws.
Quite an easy one. What? I'm sticking to a theme.
You are.
You said I was allowed to.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
This team might actually go fucking crazy.
Maybe.
My next pick. But optional. Yes. No, for support.
Support, okay.
Rascal.
Well,
okay.
Isn't he restricted? Rascal. Also, he's on the Dallas Fuel.
No, he's not on the Dallas Fuel. He's
the Dallas Fuel. Wait, what are the rules behind that?
He says currently.
He said he is. He could be.
He does say he's restricted. He does say restricted free agent though. He is looking for a team, but he's restricted. He's under contract still.
Okay, fuck.
Look, wait, we're protecting you from yourself, Joss. Okay.
No, you ever this ruined everything. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Where are you going next, buddy? Where are you going?
Oh my god! This has actually ruined everything.
Are you having a meltdown because you couldn't pick Rascal as your flick support player?
A little bit. Okay. No. Wait. Backup pick.
Okay. Is it cloud or performance based?
For Tank. Another unbelievable clout pick. If one Frenchman can't do it, two will definitely do it. The maths adds up.
Another Frenchman.
Ben Best for Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Ben okay. Best for the second Tank. The double French Tank lineup. One off Tank, one main Tank, by the way. Adds up.
Nice. Well played.
Literally a model IRL. You're lucky I couldn't pick Axiom.
You could pick Axiom.
Axiom's LFT.
Yeah.
Isn't
he? I changed my mind. I'm going Axiom. Remove Ben Best. We already have one Frenchman. Axiom for my second tank. I did not realize he was LFT. That's my bad. I didn't. I thought he
is
was.
Is he LFT, he though? No.
He was on that.
He's not LFT.
I think he posted. No. I'll go to his Twitter right now.
Let me find Axiom's Twitter.
Checking his Twitter.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's not LFT.
No, he hasn't tweeted in 2 years,
oh,
guys.
Oh, never mind. Never
he
mind.
He hasn't tweeted in two I'm years, guys.
For some reason, I thought he was LFT because he went out.
I thought I saw him LFT.
Again.
Well, it's because he went out drinking. He went out with Bryn and Dan, I believe. He went out drinking with them.
Yes. And he was on a Japanese dating show. And he's a model. Anyway, the other model, Ben Best. There we go. Double tank, double French tank lineup.
That was a journey. We went on a journey there.
How was Axiom? I predicted him to be the Rookie of the Year in 2019. That didn't go too great.
You actually? Was that real?
Yeah, I actually did that. And then he got subbed in for the Shanghai Dragon series and lost to the Shanghai Dragons, and then we never saw him again.
That was rough.
I genuinely thought he had potential. But then Goat's Meta kind of ruined everything. And he didn't really get to...
You know, that really can be kind of the summation of a lot of Overwatch esports.
Goats ruined everything.
Goats ruined
dot, 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 and then Goats ruined everything. I'd be down with that. Copy pasta. Just like throw it out there once in a while. Then Goats ruined everything. People are in the comments going to be like, Goats was the peak of Overwatch. No, I can't be there.
Those people are in the comments every week.
Avril, the 27th pick of the Platchat Overwatch annual Overwatch fantasy free agent draft. Who do you got?
This one's kind of free because Avas doesn't contest me for DPS or tank, so I could just do whatever I want here. So I just...
Wow, you're thinking deep levels to this.
Yeah.
What do you mean I don't contest you? The goal here is that's
optional.
You're getting picked up.
Yeah.
No, I just mean like there's nobody for you to snipe from me.
Oh,
because
yeah, fair enough.
You go after me twice and you don't need a tank or a DPS.
He has optional picks, so he could snipe them just to be rude. I don't think he's going to pick top dragon, though, Avril, so...
Well, I wasn't either, because I'm going Fate as my other tank. Let's fucking go, baby.
Wow, you're picking up Fate. Interesting. Do you think he'll return to compete for titles, or do you think it's more of a Florida Mayhem season for him?
Like, I think he's a competitive guy who would not have been happy with how Shanghai went this year. And I think with Void off the table, I mean, Fate's still out there. His option did get declined, which is a little concerning for the Dragons POV, but I think he's still a really good player that has potential to be somewhere. I think Kickoff Clash, he played a reasonable amount, and that was a reasonably good meta for Shanghai. Obviously, they won with Void and Jotes, but I think Fate still played a reasonable amount this year and had some good looks. He had some, like, unfortunately, Shanghai also didn't do too well in other times, but I think Fate still got it. I would still lean on Fate as a reasonable player.
Quote from his tweet: I've learned a lot through this year's shortcomings, and they were a great motivator. I plan to push myself further than ever before so I can reach the top again. That's from November 12th. Keep in mind, he won a stage title, and he makes it out like he suffered greatly. So
he didn't play for stage three, though. So he probably felt like he wasn't part of the stage title, because I know the players are kind of hard on themselves like that.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, he still wants to be a top player. I believe in you. You know what, Fate? I believe in you.
Yep.
I trust you.
All right. With the 28th pick, I've asked, you got two picks back to back. Who do you got? You gonna utilize those optional slots, or are you leaning more support at this point in the draft?
I need another support. So I think I'm gonna pick one that I feel pretty confident in, actually, at this point. I'm taking Faith.
Okay.
I was also thinking that, because you were talking about him on Boston a while
also
back.
Also, Johnny, by the way, you put Faith on this list twice.
Okay. Does it fucking matter?
It does, because it makes you look dumb. So now...
Pick Faith again. Pick him twice.
How may a second Faith. No, I will be...
Dude, I put fucking Animo in damage, okay? I fucked up, all right?
I will pick another support here, though. Actually, should I? No, I won't pick another support here. I lied to you directly. I'm gonna pick another tank. Okay. Actually, Bernard.
Oh,
Bernard.
I actually think Bernard on a like will be able, like, he'll be good, because I doubt he'll require much. He won't really ask for a ton of money necessarily, and I think he's proved this year with the Spark that he's actually still a very capable player. I think that, like, he's someone that, like, for whatever teams remain in APAC potentially, or like if they move to Seoul, or like whatever happens, or even just for a mixed team, because he's played on mixed rosters before with Fusion University. And I think that he's a very interesting prospect that's shown to me, like, I think he had some up, like he had some big downs, but then he showed me this year that, like, he actually still has got it for, like, oh, he's like a pretty solid tank player. Yeah, I'm gonna put Bernard. I think he's a great pick. That's the reason. There are some other people maybe I might put above him, but I think when I'm looking at, like, potential viabilities picked up for, like, APAC level teams or teams that are, like, Korean, I think that he's a good pick.
For sure. As I'm browsing some other players. Bernard, yeah, I think it's a solid pick.
Okay.
He's almost, like, perpetually been slept on. I guess when he came up that year after the Fusion...
He was Omega hyped, and then he had a poor year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was good for Hangzhou this year. Definitely had some impact. Almost like a Kalios kind of.
He was far better than I expected him to be this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he still has that shades of him. It's like, and that's, again, that's the power of, you let a player that has a bad year have another shot. Especially with a player that had a good year in, like, an amazing career in contenders, right? So, like, I think that it's just that bias we have. Like, when someone has a bad year, we're always like, we're immediately like, and as someone that's also, I think I've been guilty of it from time to time, that's like, oh, we need to get this guy out of here when we get, like, a new rookie, right?
Yeah.
So
also, I mean, there were times when we were like, what the fuck is Hangzhou Spark doing? Why do they have Bernard on their roster when they have Ligue? And Ligue just, like, saw no play time for whatever reason. You know, he had some personal stuff, but Bernard took up that role. He took up the off-tank role for that team and did great stuff with it. I don't think anyone expected that. So, good on Bernard. For sure. All right. That was the 29th pick of the draft. We got 10 more picks to go. And it kicks off with you, Avril. Who do you have for the 30th pick of the draft?
So, this is... I'm just going to fill out my team and just complete it. The DPS position.
Okay.
There's a lot of good options here, which is kind of why I left it for last. And just think about what I need. I feel like what would be really insane for this team is to have a second Tracer player. So if there's, like, a Tracer and flex DPS situation, that would work out for me. Probably just having Yaki by himself there is not going to work out. Not going to get a second hit scan here. But I want somebody with, like, a weird enough hero pool that he can cover a little bit of hit scan, cover a little bit of projectile, cover a little bit of Tracer. And the perfect player to do that, who can just show up, is Striker. So I'm picking up Striker.
Striker.
And you know what? With that, I'm going to need a peripheral sponsor as well, because we're going to go through a lot of keyboards, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
Hey, you know, I think I said this story last week, or maybe it was the week before. Hey, Cannon
Reformed. The meme is funny, but the meme is still funny.
The meme is funny, but Cannon Reformed on the joke this year. Like, he was actually like a great teammate, allegedly.
Which is even a better reason for me to pick him then, so yeah. I'll take that.
Great pickup by you. Love that.
I feel like I was ready to count him out. When he either got kicked or left or retired out of Boston, whatever it was, I was like, all right, he's done. This guy's never coming back in the league. I don't think anyone should ever pick him up. This is done and dusted, right? He's had too many chances. I don't care if he's a good player. He's clearly causing issues. No one should take this player. But then he shows up in the Shock. We hear stories about him being reformed. He's also like still insanely good. And he happens just land into a Reaper meta as well, but he just like fits into the team and just does what he needs for the team and elevates the Shock. And I was so impressed by that. Yeah. I really was. So
I was too.
Fuck it. I
said it when he got picked up. I was like, I'm not sure about this pickup. Like I severely doubted it. And I said, like on the Watchmen pre-show, I was just like, you need to prove to me that like you're going to capitalize on this opportunity and be great. And he was great. So in that way, he did surprise me positively. And he had a great ending to the season as well. So I'm all for it. Striker want to come back.
He's also just got a weird hero pool. I feel like that's what you need to round out a team sometimes. I got like a very dedicated scan. Flex support. Flex DPS player that has Genji, Tracer, Fire, Echo, all the projectiles. And then you just need like one guy with a weird pool that covers a little bit of both. Yeah. And like a really good Tracer. So you can do Tracer plus X. And yeah, he does it.
All right. 31st pick of the draft, Joss. Who do you got? You got a pretty good team on your hands here. You need another support, and then it's the two optional picks for you.
Oh, yeah. So, because Rascal was denied for reasons unknown. Makes no sense, but...
Joss!
What? He was the coach. He wasn't a player. Loophole. I'm calling him a lawyer. I thought long and hard about this one.
Sure you did.
The sass, is there any reason for the sass?
I'm agreeing with you.
I needed this time because Rascal got taken away from me. It didn't make any fucking sense. I am choosing creative.
Oh.
For my support.
Okay. Most recently on the Houston Outlaws had a good run.
Right. This is me rounding up my final. The main lineup, yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Because I don't care about main support. I said it.
Fair enough.
Sincerely, fair enough. Flex support player.
Tuba's going to do the Lucio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuba Lucio. That sounds
a
really good idea. Yeah,
All good. No, joking main support, so I like you.
It does still say on Tuba's Wikipedia that his signature heroes are Farah, Genji, and Tracer. So, I love that.
It's perfect. All Tuba, right. Don't worry. Tuba's playing support.
I love that you're taking the assignment. I love that you're taking it seriously, Joss. I really appreciate you being here and taking the assignment seriously.
You know the best part
this
about
is
this is
serious.
Joss comes out the gate.
Until the season
he comes out the gate.
Out, bro.
He's saying, boom, like, holy shit, he's got a heavy hitter.
I could have invited so many people on, but you go with this handsome roster. You got the flair to it.
I could and he pick stole, he anybody I wanted to in whatever theme I wanted to. So I'm going for the team that will generate the most revenue from merch sales. And from fans.
Okay.
And this is that team.
You might go 0-24.
If you got to pick an Overwatch League franchise, who is your inspiration?
Who's my inspiration? Just put them all on Toronto Defiant. Just put them all on that.
He wants Kasaurus to get them all.
It does look like a little bit of a Toronto Defiant roster.
It does.
It's a bit wonky.
It's a Toronto Defiant roster.
All right. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Creative. 31st goes to
this is good.
Team Joss. Love it. All right. It's getting slim out there. It's getting slim out there, folks. I need another support. I have two optional spots here. So
wait, how? Wait, what? Surely you oh no, because it's Snake. How about?
Yeah. Yep. That's how Snake drafts work. The Americans do it, Joss. We gotta do it like they do. Shoot, where do I go here? um, I'm going to utilize one of my optional spots for my next pickup, the 32nd pick of the Plat Chat Fantasy Annual Overwatch Free Agent Draft. I'm going with Kilo. Recently, free agent, unrestricted free agent, departing the San Francisco Shock. I feel like someone will pounce on this opportunity to just be like, we want to get Kilo involved. And I feel like he'll be a dedicated hitscan player. Do I think that he'll get 100% of the playtime? Could I see him play like the first three quarters of the season and then maybe like be interchangeable? Yeah, maybe. But I think he'll get picked up regardless. And I think he'll participate in some series. That's what I'm going for here. So Kilo is my 32nd pick here in the draft. After that, now it gets a bit weird. So we've all selected quite a few tanks here. I am worried about selecting another tank because I feel like not a lot of tanks are going to see playtime and less tanks will see opportunity.
You'll be the Hangzhou spot, get three tanks.
Yeah, like not a lot of teams are going to do that. So I am kind of leaning more damage and support players. Obviously, no support player here. There are some good ones available. I am going to go with my third pick here as support, I think.
Go on.
Wow, this is so hard. I'm tryharding way too hard, guys. I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going with a surprise pick. Let me check if this guy is eligible. I'm selecting Simple as my flex support.
From Uprising
Academy. From Uprising Academy.
Swapping from Counter-Strike to Overwatch.
Yeah. A lot of people listen to that. Like, what? Selected Simple? Yeah. Simple.
I pick Faker.
Part of the Boston Uprising. Uprising Academy for quite some time. He's been around in contenders for quite a bit now. He turns 18 in the beginning of December. He's currently on SLT in Korean contenders. But I think he'll get a chance. I think he'll get a chance somewhere as like an interesting young prospect. I think he's pretty good. So, I'll pick Simple to round out my support tree. And it's back to Jaws for the 33rd pick in the draft.
So do we get points even if they're on the optional?
Do we
have to like sub?
Oh, no. You get points for all 10 players. Yeah. It's mostly like role. Okay, yeah. You can pick whatever role you want.
It's not an active, like, yeah. Okay.
No, whatever role you want.
Because Jesus, man. When I did drafts like this for other esports, like way, way, way back, I just, just let it go. Did not do subs. Thank God for that. Yeah, I'm going to pick up another DPS. Will he get playtime? Fuck knows. But I'm sticking with the theme. A good theme, I think. Again, another player that a lot of people are excited about a lot of the time. Did he play a lot this year? Hell no. Will he play next year? I don't know. Probably not. But Exe is going to be my optional pick.
Okay.
The handsome lad. So, yeah, there you go. Dual line to boot. We look at a good looking team so far.
I like his
sleeve. We only have two optionals, right? We do have two.
Yeah, two optionals. So you have one more draft coming up later on, or one more pick in the draft coming up. Yeah.
Good.
And you can pick whatever role you want for that. So, and you get points for all of them, just to clarify as well. All right. Averill, you got pick number 35.
Yeah. I'm picking this person because somehow he's made it through everybody with no one's picked him, and he's actually landed.
There's going to be a lot of those names that people... Sorry for interrupting you, Avril. There's going to be a lot of names that people in the YouTube chat watching or Reddit are just like, how did they not pick this player? And I'm telling you, there are so many free agents, I think we're all lost in the sauce.
I'm about to appease this one person in the YouTube chat that commented way too early and should have waited until now for me to pick this person. You also left them out on the list, but that's fine because I like it when they go under the radar. Churong.
Oh my god. Mm. Oh my god. Wow.
God, where you left? Oh, I fuck me.
How the fuck did we forget about Churong? Oh,
because you didn't put him on the list. You didn't put him on the list.
Do your own research. I provided you,
dude,
some documentation. I tried to make do what best possible. I forgot to put the Toronto Defiant players in there. I apologize. But come on. You didn't even inquire.
Except you didn't forget because you put Hisu on the list. And Hopper.
And Hopper. And Twilight.
And Twilight. You just forgot.
I just forgot about Choro.
And although. And Finale.
Like, literally, I mean, that's literally, just
you forgotten.
I didn't, well. I didn't even have to make this fucking list of free agents.
He even
for you
put
guys.
KDG on there. Just
yeah, thank God.
You didn't, but this would have been a disaster of an episode if you didn't make the list because I would have just would have taken like 8 hours.
Oh,
there's a lot of free agents, okay? Some slipped through.
I'm just calming down the YouTube chat. Now they can stop screaming about Jorong.
Yeah.
Also, you put Xe on my team for some reason.
Oh, I did. Meant to go down here. Wait, I can't do it on this one. Wait, who do you say? Chorong.
Yeah.
Wow, can't believe it. Surely, you must have just like had an epiphany as well that Chorong was available. You didn't wait until your ninth pick to pick Chorong.
No, I didn't. I should have picked him when I picked Bliss. But also, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And then you were like, I have to stick to the... To my team.
I'm like, when did I realize? I think I realized Chorong was available. I didn't pick him. When I got Twilight, I think it was after Fate. And I was like, oh shit, this Chorong. But I gotta get Striker first.
Dude, I picked like Simple over Chorong. Like, I mean, what a blunder.
So. He would have had three main supports though. But I don't know. I don't know what kind of team.
I don't give a fuck.
Because the other thing is, like, I'm sticking to my rules here.
I don't have any rules.
For some reason, we did have a double main support meta this year. I'm like, I guess I build for that too. I guess I might as well. If I got options, I might as well build for a potential double main support. Because you never know.
Double main support.
We had that this year.
That's a crackhead take.
Well, I mean, a lot of flex supports player can play Brig as well. So
yeah, I mean, we did have it once, but that was potentially in the worst patch drop.
I'm not getting a third tank. I might get a fourth DPS.
I'd rather gamble on triple flex support, double flex support and tuba. Than double main support.
I already have double flex support.
I said it.
No.
How? Oh, Connor's going to be the first one finishing his roster. Here we go.
What are you saying?
Connor's going to round it out.
Am I finishing my roster?
You're completing your roster.
Do I get two picks?
You do.
Okay. I'm going to get this guy because I think he probably will find a team, even though I hate having this many of these types of players, but I'm going to get Punk.
Okay.
Put me as a Punk on my optional.
Punkhead
optional. And then I need a final support. And unfortunately, I kind of need another flex support. I think. So a main support would be interesting, but I think it's safer to get another flex support. And for me, I will be getting Crimson.
Crimson.
I actually rate that. He's a good pickup.
And there we go. There's my
so team. You have one, two, three Boston Uprising players.
I do. I have three Boston Uprising players because I think they're all pretty good. And I think they're all... Also, I think there's going to be... I think, like I said, a lot of my justification for this is like... I think D-Pay said this in the tweet earlier, but like I kind of believe it as well. Every year has always been a team of have-nots and haves. I think there's going to be an insane amount of have-nots in terms of money this year. I think it will still, I don't think it necessarily will mean like DPA was also like, well, this is going to be such a boring year. I actually don't think that's true. If everyone's poor and has no money, like all the rosters will essentially be competing from a similar footing, right? There'll be like two god rosters that'll be like, oh, these guys actually care and have money. So like they're going to be like way better than everyone probably. But like that still leaves another like 80%+ of each region that is working under similar circumstances. So there's still like lots of opportunity there. Right? So I do think players like Faith, Punk, and Crimzo are all players that, like, they make sense because, like, in terms of if you want to go Western, if you want to, like, maybe have, you know, Faith, like, goes to a Korean team or plays on another mixed team because he has experience playing on a mixed team now, right? Like, they're all those Boston Uprising players, like, those three in particular, I think, to me, all make sense for, like, rosters that you want to build that you know you can get players that are going to have good impact under various circumstances. So I feel like they're good. They're overall solid. Like, hell, you could have even convinced me. You could have told me, like, if you're looking to build another, like, kind of budget roster and be like, well, maybe I can take another chance on, like, Victoria or something. But, like, even then, I'd be like, nah, probably not. Probably not because I think you can find better players, but, like, still. So, yeah, I like those Boston Uprising players in terms of, like, what they provide to you. And, like, also, I mean, I was also debating getting like Sam, honestly. But I do think that this is like, I don't know. To me, I'm like, I'm feeling that this is a roster that a lot of these players are going to be looked to be picked up next year. Almost all of these players.
Yeah, I mean, even if a lot of teams go budget, like, if there's no market, there's so much talent out there that the bottom teams are still going to have, like, a lot of good players on their teams.
Yeah, you'll still be able to get great players, because great players aren't just going to, like, retire.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just going to retire just because, like, oh, I'm not getting the money I want. Like, that's, like, kind of a boneheaded move.
Yeah. You know? If anything, I think we might see some teams struggle because they don't have the flexibility. Like, if they're sticking with slim rosters, like six-man rosters, and maybe they're missing out on some kind of flexibility, maybe that will be a crutch, because then you'll see a lot of these teams like struggle to adapt to some metas because they don't have that backup player that you'd sometimes want. I guess my whole take is that I don't think that, like, it will be a noticeable difference for the viewer as well, because, like, if you're playing goats, it's very noticeable that, like, who are the good GOATs teams and the bad GOAT teams. But if you're playing Sojourn comps, if you're playing, like, Genji and stuff like that, yeah, there are some team chemistry stuff that's very obvious to the viewer, like if a Genji dives in alone or something like that. But I still think you're going to see players pop off on those bad teams. And so, yeah, it sucks from, I guess, like, a coaching standpoint. And, like, if you're a top 500 pro player trying to enjoy the Overwatch League and you're like, this is not great Overwatch, but don't think it'll hurt the entertainment of the league. I don't think it'll hurt the product that much. That some of these teams are cutting back costs. I think there's just so much talent available and so many amazing players that I don't think it'll hurt the product per se. It'll just suck a little bit, I guess, if you're very in depth.
The way the game's going right now, especially with Sojourn not being nerfed, you'd expect it to be more of a solo orientated meta. To be fair, to back up that point.
Yeah. All right.
Hey?
Yes, it's your last pick, Avril. It's the 38th pick. Wow, yep. We're getting close now.
This is just a pure fantasy pick. I'm probably shooting myself in the foot with this one because I don't even know this guy's going to get picked up. Probably not, actually, so I'm going to lose points here. But just like, it's like a pure fantasy. I'm playing Overwatch League General Manager Simulator on Steam, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Some reason, this guy worked out. Who are you? He worked out. He actually just worked out and just hard carry
Shanghai.
Who
are you? You're picking who are you with your last pick?
Because like, he's just...
I actually forgot about him too. I didn't see him on the list, so I wouldn't pick him. But actually, that would have been that's a great pick.
I love how your Overwatch knowledge of players is contained to a list I wrote in a Google Sheets document.
It's not that my player... It's because
there are 92 free agents.
There's fucking 80 million free agents.
Yeah.
My mind is addled by sickness. I've been traveling for 20 hours, and you expect me to remember everything right off the top of my fucking... Everything. The holistic knowledge of Overwatch League right now, like right off the bat.
Don't blame the list, bro.
I am blaming the list. You all need right. to put more on the list.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. If who else is like a better like one trick specialist? Just like, is there a Genji meta? I guess you just pick who are you and when, right? I don't. He in this realistically in a 10-man roster, he might not even play. He probably never plays over Happy Yaki Striker. But like maybe he's okay with that. He's been like somewhat benched as a hardcore specialist for a while. That's just his thing. So. You know, as a hardcore fantasy, I take who are you just because why not? But I have no confidence that he actually gets picked up next year. I don't know that any team wants him. Or whatever.
All right. Jaws, it's your last pick.
I need to check someone's free agent.
Yeah, take your time. I'm also just checking.
I need a cat boy on the roster. I need to tick all boxes. Is Shy free agent?
Hell, fuck. You think Hangzhou Lego is Shy?
Fuck.
We don't know anything about the Spark Boys. They've not announced anything.
Damn it. Cat boy / cat girl gone. Another goated clout pick then from me. Ultimate flexibility. Is Hisu been picked? Hisu.
No.
He's not been picked.
I was waiting for you to pick Hisu.
Get him in.
Left Hisu, him open for you.
With your last pick of the draft.
Clouted, goated, chiseled.
Yeah, that's fair.
Perfect. Wow.
They're one of your one non-troll picks.
No.
Draft.
he actually needed some hit scan as well. Sounds like actually rounds out his roster.
No, pick Sisu does not elaborate.
Leaves. I don't need to. Do I need to?
All
the
right.
He's had a DPS player of all time.
I mean,
arguable, but
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could ask you questions, but you're like the biggest Sisu fan.
I will literally lose the argument. It's I cannot.
I skipped Sisu because I got Happy Striker. I feel like I covered the hero pool. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Well,
I mean, to be honest with you,
if
you really want to meta the fuck out of a draft like this, you don't even need to pick hero pools. You just need to pick the people that were probably going to be played.
Yes, which is why I know who I use a complete throw pick, because I don't even think, not only is he not going to get played, he's not even going to get picked up. So. I've trolled on my last pick, but it's just a fantasy pick.
Deep dark fantasy.
Oh, God. All right. The energy is departing our bodies. We've been live for quite some time now. Some of these fellas are sick after traveling Korea. So I'll pick my last pick and we'll leave at that. I'm going to go with the 40th pick of the annual Plat Chat Fantasy Overwatch Free Agent Draft.
Brady.
Is it annual? Did you do it last year?
No, but it's annual from now on.
Oh, okay.
Like moving on. It's annual. I'm going to pick the backbone of Korean contenders.
I know you're picking.
I'm going with Nice for my last pick.
Wow. You know, I actually considered Nice. I did consider him a bit, but like, it's just, there's just too many others.
Is it because he's a main player? Is that why he's the backbone of contenders?
Fuck, I don't know. I just kind of made that up. I don't have some reasonable explanation.
He does have a backbone here, Paul.
Yeah, he has been good. And I think I'm lending your argument, Avril. I'm lending your striker argument of like sometimes you need some like weird hero pools to like round out the team. I think Nice is like a solid player to have on your team. Don't feel good about it. Could have picked up like Probe or something instead, but went with Nice. I think he'll get picked
up. I think Nice is still good. We just literally watched him play.
But will he be a starter?
He was like by far the best player on T1. He was by far the best player on T1.
All right.
Like by far when you were watching him.
All right. Fair enough. Wow. We made it, guys. We made it. And it was quite fun. And I'm going to have fun following this and doing the scoring and all that. So, quick review. Quick review of the rosters. Starting out with Jaws. For your tanks, Jaws has selected Poco and Benbis. All the French people will be cheering for Jaws team. Your damage players, you got Heesang, Haksal, Birdring, Xe, and Heesu.
Yep. Four damage gods.
Five.
Yep. Five damage gods.
And as your supports, Jaws, you picked Aim God, Tuba, and Creative. There's some big hallmark names here.
Giga Ripped.
Yes. All right, I was going to try to make a performance-based argument, but you just straight went to Rift.
It's
going to
translate into the game.
Yeah, the two Rift ones are going to be working heavily with the non-Rift ones.
If you lose them, you don't think they're going to shoulder-check you in the fucking locker room?
I would not want to be in the Blizzard Arena with those guys.
Exactly.
In the corridors.
Exactly. That hallway?
Everything
the hallway. Yeah, never know.
Jake's trembling right now at the thought.
All right. Jaws seems ecstatic about this roster. So, you know, we'll leave him with the ecstatic happiness and we'll move over to Avril.
I'm fucking dying.
I'm sorry, guys. I know you guys are dying. I'm very grateful you recorded two episodes in back-to-back.
It's fine.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. The Platchat viewers, they're also appreciative. Avril, go over your roster. Explain your thoughts. With strengths, weaknesses...
I just wanted to build like the individually strongest roster possible. I know this. I don't know. I guess there's a chance that a roster like this could just implode. There's just too many personalities and like big egos.
Oh, you're thinking like a real team.
Yeah, because there's too many big egos and personalities on this roster. Like, it probably will just implode. Like, I don't know. Striker might just fight somebody, even though he's reformed now. But like, I don't know. Like. I think Yaki and Striker might have a boxing match in this team.
Fate will be like, how do I get playing time over Max?
I actually think the cool thing about doing a 10-man roster, which I appreciate you kind of allowing for a 10-man roster, is you could do internal scrims with this. So I actually wanted a balanced roster. Like, exactly like 5 and 5 in terms of like any you could have two starting lineups.
What are you talking about? This roster isn't a real. What do you think this is like?
This is his Overwatch League franchise roster, team okay. Avril.
Sure.
Yeah, I wanted to build my Overwatch League franchise simulated roster.
It does look like one of those old 2019 rosters with like 10 players, 12 players on them, and you're like, what the fuck?
I just basically picked as many best in slot players for each position as I could, is essentially what I was going for.
That does sound reasonable. Like,
which I think like for a fantasy draft is kind of like the point in some ways.
I think you nailed the assignment.
Reasonable play.
I think you nailed the assignment, Avril. Was it if Striker gets picked up? I mean, who are you gets picked up? Faith gets
I think
Striker's
a risk. Yeah, there's a few players on this team that are a risk in terms of like, will they actually get picked up by a team and will they see playtime?
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to maximize point gains for based on your rules, this would be a very different looking roster.
Yeah. There could be a world where you have like 3-4 players who didn't get picked up and you're like, oh, well, yikes. But they are
I got the roster
good.
I wanted. I got the roster I wanted for my happiness.
Okay. Don't care about the scoring system. Avast. You went in with an idea. You executed on it. The Atlanta Boston Uprising Tornado.
Yep. I mean,
or not Atlanta, American.
I think teams are going to prioritize Western next year. A lot of them. I think that a lot of these players are very, very good on top of that because we have so many fucking free agents. And so that's pretty much what I went with. I think there was a lot of very good, like I said, very good Chinese talent that I didn't think about including just because of the situation with APAC, with China currently, and NetEase, since our goal is to maximize how many players actually get picked up, right? That's the main reason. That's the main reason I ended up this particular construction was because I'm trying to maximize the chance of them getting picked up to play. And I think Western rosters are going to be a focus next year. I think that, and I think all these players are also fantastic on top of that. So
I am jealous of your team. I look at that team and I'm like, damn, that's a good 10 right there.
It's like it's an almost Western dream team.
Yeah, no.
You just steal a couple players from Johnny.
The thing is, it's not quite a Western dream team because they're all
you don't have
agents,
Kai, you don't have Kai, you don't have Collusion, you don't have Shockwave. Okay.
Don't have Hawk. There's too many players.
I mean, honestly, I think Hawk would be. Yeah, I would have loved to have Hawk, but Michael Hawk. I would also would have,
funny
I
Astro.
Mean, technically you would have get Funny Astro. Yeah,
yeah, that's like, true.
There's a bunch of
actually,
bunch
you know what? We're
players,
missing
but,
a lot of players.
Yeah,
from
you're missing
yeah,
quite a bunch.
But I think it's a great squad. So yeah, that's my main reason. So I'm happy
you've also
with
got,
it.
You've also got the two Venom players on here, Faith and Burn. I was like, I better learn English.
Yeah, I would have loved, I would have absolutely loved players I would have loved to have gone on this roster that I did not because they were sniped. Twilight. Fucking, I would have loved... I actually think Hisang, from one of Jaws' non-troll picks.
The only?
So,
maybe?
Like, so I think Hisang would have been a great one.
That's dumb as
well. And then Yaki. All of those players, I think, are all players I would have loved to have on this roster.
That would be very not Western Dream Team of you.
It wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'm going to be honest with my roster. I didn't study beforehand, and then I had to do all the shit, and I kind of, like, hesitated with my picks.
I also actually I think you took the biggest one of them all, Hydron. Hydron would have been like actually part of my like,
he could be a role star next year.
Why was Hydron number one for you? Do you like over anybody else in this entire list?
I don't have a reason. I was faced with the number one
you
pick.
You don't have a reason?
I was faced
that
with
that guy is Omega getting picked up next year.
Yeah.
That guy is Omega getting picked up 100%.
There are plenty of players being picked up. But is he worth
thought,
a number
I,
one
I just
draft
thought that
pick?
Was a normal fucking take. I was like, okay, that makes fucking
well,
sense.
Well, you know, Max and Hisang, I think, are pretty good first picks too. So
yeah, that's fair. I think Hydron, especially if you're looking at the way Connor's looking at it, like teams going Western, Hydron's like...
Yeah, I think Hydron is so guaranteed.
I do think that, you know, so while we look at Max and be like, Max might be the rookie of the year next year, the matter of the fact is, if you go tank first pick, there might be metas where Max like doesn't play. Whereas I think Hydron will play like almost all series, and he's fantastic in that role. So yeah. I do think that there's some safety there. Hisang is another pick from Jaws that like great first pick, but you know maybe he's benched and then he's not getting points.
Let's put it this way. Considering we all forgot about Shu, I think Shu could have been like the number one pick for first.
Look, we all fucking forgot about Shu, man.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Hydron is phenomenal. He had a great playoffs. He's a good player. But is he a number one draft pick? Good player.
I said number one.
I forgot. Okay. I went into the draft and I was like, fuck, I'm producing and I haven't made any prep. And I just said a name. And Hydron came first. So, you know, great player. Avril, I can't defend it. I'm sorry.
I was just curious. I thought maybe you were like nine hitting this one. I was like, there's something about Hydron I don't know about.
No, I feel like it's a regular three head.
Okay.
You know? If one head is a regular head, it's a bit of a smart pick. It's not four heads.
I was like, this guy picked Hydron over like he's saying. So is this something I don't know about Hydron? Hydron might be like a...
Hydron's might be a role star like next year, Avril. Is Max, is he going to be role stars? Maybe.
We'll see.
Hydron, I think, might be a role star next year. So I'm putting my, you know, I also allegedly think that Shockwave will be a role star or something like that based on my roster, but I don't know.
Punk's going to be a role star. Let's
Punk's
going to
be a role star. There you go. All right. So that's it. I thank you guys for sending through two Plat Chat Overwatch recordings. A solid hour 30 draft here. I take it none of you guys want to go into talking about the Washington Justice Organization and then dropping their entire team. So no. I think we're just going to leave it at this. I'm joking. Because obviously you guys
are
tired.
You literally have like a flight in like 3 hours, don't you?
True.
Yeah.
Or well, I have to pack, finish packing, and leave and stuff within 3 hours. So there's a bit more of a bumper. I had to do one thing, but I don't have time to do it. So they've been thrown for a loop. But the content had to be recorded, Avaz. The content had to be recorded.
Okay,
and
sure.
Here we are. So I also couldn't have cut the draft short at like 30 picks. That wouldn't have made sense. But we did the thing. Look.
No, this is good. This is good.
Before we go. Future Brent's player of the week. Predict the future for the week after. Who do you think is Brent's player of the week?
What are you fucking talking about?
Guys, I need five more minutes. I need you guys to be alive for 5 minutes. There's no fucking IV drip.
Brent's player of the week.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I can tell you.
Brent's player of the week for what? For this segment or
for this episode. But since this episode will be in the future, you need to predict who the Brent's player of the week will be.
The entire nation of Japan.
There you go. Entire nation of Japan.
Why?
Because he's in Japan.
I'm fucking stopping recording. Have a good one, guys. Bye.